the food that we eat.
You know, a lot of folks get their a lot of people who have heart attacks get heart attacks after they eat a sugary meal, a high carbohydrate meal.
Why would that be?
Because of a big spike in that nasty hormone that we're always talking about.
Oh, and the spike in the insulin.
A big spike in that insulin. That's exactly right. And that's one of the reasons why heart attacks occur after a big carbohydrate meal, heavy sugar meal. Another reason why you want to make sure
that you get... So instead I should have a big steak and a salad?
You want a big steak and a salad. And guess what? Of the three main major food groups, what do you think the one food group is that doesn't cause your insulin to go up?
Most likely probably protein.
Nope.
Really? That's surprising.
Nope. Protein.
Would that be vegetables?
No, it's fat.
Fat.
Fat is the only nutrient that doesn't affect your insulin.
Now, is that the kind of fat you're talking about, like essential fatty acids?
Well, really, any kind of any kind,
kind of
fat.
Saturated fat?
Any kind of fat. Fat does not affect your insulin levels. Protein will affect it slightly, and, of course, carbohydrates will affect it dramatically. But fat is the only major food group that does not affect your insulin levels. You can eat all the fat you want, and because insulin's required for you to gain weight, if you were just to eat fat, do you know you wouldn't gain any weight at all?
But that's not what they tell me. I go through the store and I see aisle after aisle after aisle of fat-free stuff.
Right.
Why are all these fat-free products
out there
if they don't really make you fat?
It's very difficult to get pure fat. And the combination of fat and carbohydrates is really a huge problem. Because then you get the insulin going up because of the carbohydrate, and because all the fat is there, you get the fat too. I'm saying if you were just to eat fat, pure fat by itself, you wouldn't gain any weight at all.
That's very
Isn't that amazing?
That is actually, yeah, amazing, because it's very contradictive to what we've been taught.
Well, you know, the new food pyramid is going to come out, and the same thing is going to happen, where they're going to tell you, don't worry about the type of food that you eat, worry about your calories. And I'm going to tell you something, as simply and as clearly as I can, that is baloney. The calories you get from carbohydrates are different from the calories that you get from fat. The calories that you get from carbohydrates will raise your insulin. The calories that you get from fat will not. That's why it's so important to understand the type of calories that you're putting in your body. You want to make sure that you're getting roughly 40% of your calories from carbohydrates, roughly 30% of your calories from protein, and roughly 30% of your calories from fat. And the fats you want to be eating should be monounsaturated with your essential fatty acids. And your best monounsaturated fat is, of course, olive oil, pure virgin olive oil. And you want to also be making sure you're getting some saturated fat. And the best saturated fat is coconut oil. Saturated fat, even though it's been demonized in this country, saturated fat is very important for your health. Saturated fat has antiviral properties. Saturated fat is good for your thyroid. Saturated fat also has anti-cancer properties and is important for the immune system, too. But you want your saturated fat uncooked. The best kind is coconut oil. You're listening to Dead Doctors.